Anchorage residents had their last chance to see President Obama this morning as his motorcade left the Captain Cook Hotel and headed toward J-Bear. His presence in downtown caused mixed reactions. KSKA's Ann Hillman waved him a final goodbye.
Helen Ash stood on the corner across from the president's hotel with her friend Carol Campbell. Police patrolling in front of her, crowds growing behind her.
We're exhausted.
Tell him that. We're exhausted of trying to catch him.
It's day number 3 of Obama Watch.
You know the process. You've been on this corner for 3 days and you still haven't seen him. So why did you pick this corner again?
You see him very, very quickly. I mean, it's almost, it's a glimpse. It's through black glass. They're going fast.
So you have seen like a sliver.
I've seen a sliver. Not enough to get a picture and not enough to really see his face.
Or feel satiated.
Yes. Satiated. I think that's a bit extreme.
Oh.
For Campbell, seeing the president and getting a picture to share with family is a very personal goal.
My grandmother, my aunt, and I pray for him every day at 7:30. My grandma's 94. We do a 3-way call and pray for him every day.
Really?
Yes.
Ever since the beginning of his presidency?
Oh, absolutely.
How did that start?
We just felt a desire for his well-being and his success. And he's been very successful. Praise God.
But for others downtown, it's a bit of a nuisance.
No, we're not going to be able to get across.
Wait, what if you go around that way?
You've done your best.
You're my witness.
You've done your best. Nothing you can do about it.
Tourists wave maps at police, trying to get to their departing buses. But they had few options as sidewalks closed for nearly an hour in anticipation of the president's theoretically imminent departure. Around the corner in K Street convenience store, Ben Jones is selling coffee and snacks like any other day of the week.
We haven't got the chance to feed Obama, but we got to feed the Secret Service guys. Other than that, it really hasn't caused a whole lot of disruption. The court system's been shut down, and those are a lot of our regular customers. But other than that, we've been fairly steady with where we generally are in our numbers.
Back on the sidewalk, a guy with a super-powered lens zooms in on rooftop snipers, roaming Secret Service agents, and curious maids peering out of windows. Raina Swanson glances at his camera screen, then back to the white tent that shrouds the president's car. She's been waiting for 6 years to see Obama. She had tickets for his first inauguration, but it didn't go as planned.
We waited for hours in the cold with a baby in our arms, and we got jammed up in the right before the tunnel, the infamous tunnel. We didn't get in, so we're trying to assuage our long 6 years of trauma.
Carol Campbell fiddles with her phone, hoping the battery will last. Then suddenly, one of the black cars turns on its lights.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Obama drives by and waves at the screaming crowd, and Campbell scores her winning shot. And then she's gone, less than a minute after the president, back to regular life. Swanson lingered a bit longer in the moment.
I just want to redo it one more time. Can't he just come back one more time, one more look? Oh, that was great.
From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.